section down there. You guys got first down. Did you want to take a shot right there? Did you like what you saw and just didn't get enough on it? Or?
Yeah, I tried to take a shot there and go for the touchdown quickly and just didn't put the ball in the right spot. Didn't give Jaron a chance to make a play on the ball.
In your eyes, I mean, was it more of a physical thing with a pass, not a decision? It was okay to throw the ball, but you just didn't put it where you wanted it?
Yeah, just didn't put it far enough outside.
Carson, how do you recover with in the short week to face a team like Denver, who's been winning all of their last games?
Yeah, it's not, that's not the team you want to play. A team that runs the ball downhill, and it's a very physical team like you did today, and then play on a short week against a team like Denver. Guys are going to be sore. Guys are going to be beat up because of the physical game that we just played. But, there's no excuses. We're not going to make that an excuse. We're going to fight. We're going to try to get our bodies ready to play Thursday night and try to find a way to beat a really good team coming in here.
Sometimes out there it seems like you and your receivers were not on the same page, like timing was a bit off. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
I felt like we had a pretty good rhythm going in the passing game. There weren't too many opportunities that we didn't connect on. I threw the ball into the ground a lot, stopping the clock, on some incomplete passes. But for the most part, we did a pretty good job. Obviously, you don't want to have any drop balls in a game, but there's going to be drop balls in this league. There's going to be drop balls in an environment like that when the balls are wet and the turf is really sloppy. But we got to find a way to make more plays than we did today.
What kind of a weapon is Myers out there for the consistency?
He's just a good football player. He's just, he makes plays, he gets open. He really understands what we're trying to do as an offense. He understands how to get open. He understands defenses. He understands coverages and seems to always kind of find an open spot. And you don't teach that. You don't coach that. That's just, you either got it or you don't. He's got a lot of it.
After losing five in a row, what changes do you make with this third down versions that you guys faced?
We're going to keep grinding on third down. I don't think you tear out the playbook and try to come up with a bunch of new plays. We had opportunities and didn't make plays on some balls. We got to find a way to get better on third down.
At the time, that was a huge play by Streeter. Nice to see the young guy step up like that.
Yeah, week after week, he keeps doing it. He's played extremely consistent, probably the most consistent guy on offense other than Brandon. Just week in, week out, he doesn't act like a rookie. He doesn't play like a rookie. He makes spectacular plays. He makes routine plays. He blocks downfield in the run game. He's been a great asset for us.
After talking to you in Cincinnati, obviously that four straight loss really tough to take, but now the team looking at 55 straight. Where do you guys go from here? What is the right
now? There's nowhere to go but up, unfortunately. The good thing is we get to play fast. We don't have to think about it for very long. We got to start focusing tonight, start watching film tonight, see what Denver does, see how much they've changed since last time we played them. Nothing cures a five-game skid like a win at home on Thursday night against a team like them.
You're not personally going to be going against Peyton Manning, but when you play against a quarterback like that, does it change your mindset at all? Like, you have to be more mistake-free because he probably will?
No, you don't want to think about mistakes. You want to think about executing. It's something that's a little bit in the back of your mind, but you don't want to play that, especially a quarterback. You don't want to try to fit balls in spots and, give him a short field because you try to squeeze one in. You got to go through your reads. You got to take the checkdowns. Sometimes you got to punt, sometimes you got to kick field goals, but you can't play that, one-on-one battle or worry about what they're going to possibly do on offense.
You spoke about the drop balls. How much of that do you think is either player confidence or the conditions?
The ball was definitely wet. I mean, with the turf chewed up like that and the turf just kind of soaked, that's part of the deal. You're going to expect that, knowing the guys, we're not going to be deterred by it. We're not going to lose confidence. We're going to keep grinding, keep working. And I expect everybody to make a play on the ball every time it's thrown to them. I'm not going to lose a bit of confidence in anybody.
All right, Carson, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Carson.